not been writing that many new songs. How I wish I could stay longer, how I wish I'd never gone. And you have not been writing me as often as I wished. And sometimes I think I left you just to see if I'd be missed. And I saw my fortune scrawled out up against the wall in a crowded marketplace in a town I can't recall. And the teller told me that I would.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Riley Hopkins and their amazing friends. My name is Riley Hopkins, and these are my amazing friends. We take stories that corporations own and kind of tell our own with them, because if we don't tell better stories, they're sure as fuck not going to. We're playing Interstitial Second Edition. We're doing Infinity Train. I'm playing Shadow the Hedgehog, and I'm joined by the same wonderful cast of schmucks that have been here the whole time. Starting with, so she doesn't think I forgot her, Marn.
Hello, I'm Marn. I am GMing this joint, and I'm also playing Alphonse Elric from Fullmetal Alchemist.
Only people's characters' names are in my head. I'm like, Audrey, Audrey, no, that's not Audrey. No, Trish, no, but Emma.
I am Emma. Hi, I'm Emma. I use any pronouns.
You don't say.
Yeah, I know, right? And I'm playing Audrey from MTV Scream.
Clown.
That's me. Hi, I'm Clown. I use she, her, and I'm playing Trish from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
And finally, Jay.
Hello, I'm Jay. I use they, them pronouns, and I am playing Mob Shigeo Kageyama from Mob Psycho 100.
Gang, there's a weird air in this Chili's tonight because it's super hot. I had to talk to my parents but 10 hours ago. We are, we're here to play a game, and, you know, we have to start these off with a recap. So let me just kind of get pulling this big jukebox here, and click, that's the Sonic Adventure 2 music. I'm Shadow. Shadow the Hedgehog. It's been days now on this train, and I think I've finally got a handle on it. This train, the number, all that, it's trying to make me a better person. I don't know if that's possible, but I know you would want me to try. Al, Trish, Shigeo, Audrey, and I were in the casino when it was attacked by the Apex. We held them back and compromised their leader, Sebastian or whatever. Mob elected to fix him, and in the mess, Serge the Tenric, his second-in-command, and another fool who thinks themselves Sonic's rival, got away. When I saw her leave, she had a necklace made from the ears of the rabbits we saw cars and cars ago. Maria, forgive me. I have to go back to the old me. I must convince these fools to pursue the rest of the Apex and bring them to justice permanently. While we are here, Stan, whatever his name is, he was captured by the steward, who also attempted to capture Trish and Shigeo, declaring them problem suspects. Problem passengers. We held them at bay and now must decide, do we go forward to the front of the train, where somebody, presumably a conductor or a faux conductor, is leading? Or do we go back and make sure the people on this train are safe?
I like problem suspects a lot.
I
got that through about a third of that, and I was like, uh-oh, I forgot a lot of the important things. That happened last episode, not three episodes ago.
Problem suspects, that's that fucking Andrew Hussey comic he did before Homestuck.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I warned you about a ramp, bro.
Technically, Kamida is a problem suspect.
Yep. Audrey and Shadow fought, Trish and Mob fought, yada, 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 yada.
When we last left our crew of teenagers, everyone was standing on kind of the bridge in between the casino car and the next car. Trish had just torn the steward asunder, and I believe you managed to break the two pods that that were trying to scoop you up and take you back in the direction of Simon. We talked a little bit about this off mic, but basically the Apex went back the way that you came from, out the other door of the casino car, and Simon also went that way. So if you want to go after either of them, you're gonna have to backtrack. There's still a lot of people in the casino. Also, the cat is still there. Mary is still there. Kamida might still be there. He did tell Bob that he was gonna leave, but it's only been probably like 5 minutes. And all of the Apex members that Al apprehended and tied up are there. And Audrey, you also have the tracker that you got off of Simon, that can go about 3 cars forward or back and shows you a little radar dot for the number of passengers that is in each car.
Sick.
Do we want to do this in character or out, gamers?
I mean, maybe start out and then just kind of let it move to in as it goes, right? Like, I don't know.
I am of the mind that I think Shadow would want to finish off the rest of the Apex.
Mob is very, I think Mob is just very interested in the idea that he brought someone back to life. Now that the dust is settling, that is like, well, we can talk about it in character, but Mob would like to check in on the boy he brought back to life, I think.
Yeah, Audrey also wants to figure out where they're taking Simon because they also wanted to take Trish and Mob there.
I was gonna say, Emma, you have the scouter. Do you want to like lead the push to do that? You want to lead the charge?
Yeah, and Trish, I think like she objectively is like, no, we got to keep going forward. But she kind of sees the whole like people killing a bunch of innocents, and she's like, yeah, okay, you know, Gonna make an exception.
Yeah, I think Al is game to figure out where either the Apex or Simon has gone, depending on what people want to do.
Then, in that case, do we go forward or do we go back? That's a trick question. We're going back.
Yeah, the tracker says he's going that way. I want to follow it. I want to know where they're taking him.
We can check what the next car is.
The next car doesn't have the Apex.
I mean, yeah, but it could be like, I don't know, gun car.
Audrey could also see if there are people in those cars.
Marn, are there people in those cars?
So you can see the casino car right next to you, and that's like full of passengers. If you go back, it only lets you go back 2 cars, but you can see an empty car, that's the Fight Your Dad car. There's no passengers in it. And then you can see 1 passenger in the Coliseum car. And by deduction, that should be Rachel. If you go forward, there is no one in the next car, but there are 2 passengers, 2 cars ahead.
I relay this information to the group, I guess.
You also can't see. So when you were looking at it before, you saw a moving dot that was Simon. You can't see that anymore, and you can't see like the big cluster of dots that would be the Apex. So they have like sort of moved out of range at this point.
Okay.
Interesting.
And you see yourselves, obviously.
Right. Did I see which direction the whoop of Simon?
They were going in the direction of the Coliseum car, so backwards, basically.
Great. So
backwards it is?
Backwards it is.
I still think we should check the next car at the very least.
Just open the door?
Yeah.
How do we know it's not going to close behind us?
Yeah.
Just poke your head in. Yeah.
Trish, poke your head in. We all just hold on to Trish's legs.
Should we steal the, like, gadgets and stuff off of those kids that I tied up? That might make our lives easier.
You go, Al, you and me want to go back there and talk to some children. You take a look at the next car. And then you two, I guess, just stand here? I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Come on, big guy.
Let's follow Trish first.
Yeah, so she just walks across and opens the door.
You see a city marketplace that is full of like these kind of like stone and metal stalls and has a lot of like neon signs in a language that is definitively not English. It's a covered marketplace. The ceiling appears to be made up of leaves. And it is entirely staffed by person-sized slugs. This is a real car from Infinity Train Season 2.
Trish like turns around slugs. Halfway like with her head, and she just yells like, "It's a slug car." I got stalls.
Gross.
Okay.
She turns back and just yells, "Do you guys sell guns?"
Someone like several rows down goes, "What kind of guns?"
Ask if they have a deagle.
Yeah, she turns back around again and yells, "Do you have a deagle?"
Do you have a what?
It's a desert eagle. It's hip to call it that. It's my gun in Call of Duty Warfare. Warzone.
I've never heard of that, but we have guns.
Shadow, you're from a video game and you don't even know the names of video games.
Brutal. That could be copyright reasons.
Smartass. I haven't been in a Fortnite. I haven't been in a war zone. I've been in the Olympics. Do you have a gold medal? No, I didn't think so. So shut your mouth. You weren't even in Jump Force.
Nobody add us if it turns out Mob is in fact in Jump Force. We only played it on one stream years ago. None of us know.
I'm gonna do one last update to add Mob and then nothing ever again.
Yeah, let's go.
Bring the servers back online, take them off again.
I got better. I don't need to be in the game anymore.
Mob's number goes up. You go into the slug car, you just go.
Yeah, like Trish just goes into the. Actually, Trish yells, "Is the door gonna lock behind me?"
Well, here, hold on. Can Mob just, like, lift a hand and, like, psychically hold it open?
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay, yeah, Trish just walks in, just goes to the the slug gun stall.
Yeah, you see that a lot of these stalls are carrying weapons. This is, in fact, this car is, in fact, called the Black Market Car.
Huh. I'll go into the Black Market Car.
I can't believe I was fucking right about saying, yeah, what if it's, like, gun car?
Some of the stalls are carrying stuff that you don't really know the use of, just, like, weird bottles of like, liquid and stuff. Maybe a slug thing.
Some salt.
Lauren, or if Audrey goes in, I guess I would probably have to roll for this, but can she see if anyone's selling either a replacement or a refill on the cartoon gun?
Oh. Yeah, I'm gonna say roll a deep dive if you go in.
What does that roll with? What does that
heart.
Roll with? Heart. What do I have for heart? Let's find it. Neat. Cool. Alright. Gotta pick my dice carefully for this one. That was a bad roll, gang.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I got a 6.
Okay, do you convert a link? You got, or is it low? Like a 5 and a 1?
It was a 4 and a 1, yeah.
Reroll that. You should burn a link and reroll that 1.
Okay,
unless you like failure, which is valid.
No, I have... If it's a locked link, it just becomes a regular link when you spend it, right?
It deactivates, and next time you roll a 10, it will reactivate.
Cool. All right. Sorry, Shadow.
That's fine. Oh, yeah.
It's a 2.
God,
that's
no.
It. You're a 7 now.
Yeah, it's a 7 now, though.
Enough.
It does make sense to burn Shadow's link for to look for a gun.
Yep.
Yeah. On a 7, you can ask one question and get an honest answer, or ask 2, and one of them is a lie.
One question. Hey, Mr. Slug, do you have a refill or a replacement for one of these? And I just show him the cartoon gun.
The slug at, like, the little gun stall kind of, like, bends over it, and, like, you see, like, their eye stalks kind of quivering as they consider it, and they turn their back on you and say, yes, one minute. And they kind of, like, dig through a box of, like, stock, and, when they turn around, they open their mouth and kind of, like, spit up a bunch of bullets onto the counter in front of you.
Disgusting. Thank you. I guess I just... I like that the concept is there's still bullets, even though it just spits out the pow and yeah. does the sound wave. Thank you. Disgusting. And I walk towards the rest of the group. Is Shadow still within earshot?
No, Shadow's gone back in the casino.
Oh, man. I wanted Shadow to realize Audrey'd been bluffing with the gun for, like, the last three episodes.
Oh, my God.
Amazing. Oh, that rules.
I kind of want to look for, like, well, first of all, are there, like, any, like, weird shit from, like, I don't know, like, other... Sorry, I'm completely forgetting how to talk.
Like, from other properties, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, other properties.
I was gonna say, I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
There are not... You don't really recognize a lot of the stuff that's here.
Okay.
Nor do you recognize the, like, the language or, like, pictures used on any of the signs, which, like, Ooh. Makes it a little bit hard to browse.
I think Trish is gonna... Like, she's just gonna try and find, like, the weirdest thing that seems, like, usable.
Ooh, okay. So there are a lot of weapon stalls. What kind of weapon would Trish want?
I don't even know if she's really looking for a weapon to use it. She's just like, damn, they have weird things here. Let me see.
Yeah, damn, they got weird shit. I think you come across a, like, sort of a small stall that is, like, selling, like, rocks and different crystals.
Okay.
And in there, Trish finds a pair of brass knuckles that has, like, solid quartz, like, growing off of them in chunks.
Ooh. Sick. Trish just goes, like, can I take these?
The slug nods at you.
Cool. She just puts them on. Trish is gonna, like, kind of eyeball, like, do any of these rocks look like the Chaos Emeralds? Which is I know is a no, but, like, I feel is worth saying.
That seems like a Trish thing. Like, that seems like question one or two from her.
Is it a Chaos Emerald or is it a stand?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, no, they don't look like the Chaos Emeralds.
Yo, that's crazy. But I think she's also gonna go to the gun stand, and I don't think she knows what a beagle is, so she's probably just gonna, like, pick one up and just be like, hey, can I have this one?
Sure, yeah, passengers can, you know, passengers go free at most places on the train.
Okay, thank you.
Mob is now in the car, real quick. Mob is also in the car, and I think just in the background goes, huh. I guess I expected the slugs to have, like, a funny voice of some kind.
I'm also
not saying that you should, I'm just saying I think Mob would say that out loud.
I'm one with a funny voice!
The slugs are just guys being dudes.
Yeah, they're just guys.
Exactly.
They're just doing crimes. But I'm also gonna literally just roll a d6 to see how spectacularly Trish fucks that up. It's a 4. She is... The gun is the right shape. She didn't grab, like, a shotgun and be like, yeah, this seems right.
That's a sniper rifle, yeah.
Love it. Love it. Thank you. Thank you for your gift.
I think, like, Mob does, like, wander it. Like, has wandered in kind of after Audrey. Like, well, okay, I guess we're going in this direction. I think Mob is, like, browsing the stalls looking for, like... After what just happened... No. Okay. Is there, like, anyone selling, like, little dolls or like something that you might mistake for a haunted object or that you might look at and think could be a haunted object?
Oh yeah, absolutely. There's some
Fuck
like
yeah.
there's definitely some, like, antique stalls, and, like, some of them have, like, really creepy, like, dolls with their limbs ripped off or, like, little guys made, like, carved out of wood and stuff.
Awesome. I think Mob goes over to that stall and, like, examines some of those. Maybe there's, like, some masks that look like they're from the fucking Happy Mask salesman from Majora's Mask, you know, whatever. And I think maybe he just, like, picks up, like, a wooden doll or something and goes, can this hold an evil spirit?
I don't know that anybody's ever tried to do that.
Actually, wait, I shouldn't give it one with limbs. Puts that down, grabs, I don't know, something without limbs.
My god.
I don't have, like, a super specific thing, but yeah, I think just, like a, you mentioned, like, dolls with no limbs. I'm just gonna go with one of those.
Look up a jack-in-the-box.
Oh, that's good. I like a jack-in-the-box.
Oh, that's really good.
He's got limbs, yes. Though. He's got hands.
But he's in a box. You keep him in the box.
No, that's thematically great. I think... I need something I can, I think, put a spirit or a ghost in. This looks perfect. And I think he just picks up like a jack in the box. And do you take money for these, or can I just? I left my most of my yen back in my apartment before we left, and we haven't. My apartment. He lives in a house with his parents. In my house before I left, and I, or can I just take this?
The slug at the counter says, passengers usually go free, but if you have any leaves, I wouldn't say no. You just got any leaves in your pockets there.
Mob absolutely rustles around in his pockets and, like, checks under his sneakers and shit. Like, can I have him find, like, one disgusting wet leave on the underside?
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, from the run he was on with the Body Improvement Club before getting on the train. It's followed him in. He peels that off his sneaker. Here you go. Thank you very much.
She eats it out of your hand.
Fuck yeah. Can I make
I
a light link
slugs.
With the slug?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just like that he did that. That she did that. Awesome. Light link slug.
Shall we check in on Shadow and Alphonse?
Yeah. Shadow walks in and is like, Alphonse, where are the apex that you tied up?
He points over to, like, one of the poker tables where he has, like, just straight up, like, either taken or made rope and tied all of them to chairs around one of the poker tables.
I look back to Al, and Shadow goes, are you, you've been in war, are you, like, chill?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Audrey and Mob weren't chill.
Oh, well, yeah, I did see
I
that.
I storm off. I go and I say, which one of you is the highest ranking?
These are all, like, young kids. Like, God. They are definitely, like, much younger than the party and much younger than Simon. And they all kind of, like, look around at each other like, I don't know who is in charge here.
Take a second and figure it out. Do you have any responsibilities? Any of you?
They all kind of look around at each other and, like, shake their heads. Eventually a girl with an eye patch, like, raises her hand and is like, I guess I'm in charge.
She's tied to a chair, right?
Yeah.
I just push the chair over, just like a little pop, just so it falls over, and look to the one to the left and the right, and just like, where are you? Where's your camp? I'll push you next. Is this Shadow trying to take it easy?
Oh my god. They look freaked out at us. We're in, like, we were in a mall car, and then Simon made us move, and now we're in this car that's, like, kind of a bigger city. Like, there's still malls there and stuff, but there's more room for us to spread out. But
how do you find your way home?
Usually Simon or Serge lead the way home, so I don't know how we would get back from here. I guess
if I let you free, you're lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I let you loose right now, you're gonna run around on this train. How long you think you got, kid? You know what? Don't matter. What's your number?
He, like, lifts his sleeve up, and you see that his number actually wraps all the way around his wrist.
Jesus Christ! What did you do?
Well, you know that Simon's went all the way up to his neck, so this
that's
is not...
fair, that's
yeah.
fair. I knew,
yeah, but this
I knew the little,
like,
Nazi
eight.
Boy was bad, but I didn't expect it from the children.
No,
Christ.
a higher number is good. It yeah. means that we're doing what the conductor wants us to do.
I push that one over too. I turn to the last remaining child sitting in the chair.
So none of you have any way back. You don't know how to get to where your home is. You don't have any signs, any like, oh, it's a left here, or three cars back from here. Nothing like that. No symbol I should look for.
No, not without, like, not without Simon's tracker. We just use it to see that everybody's there. I mean, the cars move around so much that there's...
Okay, so the tracker, look for the group of people. That's what you got for me.
I don't know what else you want, mister.
I put a hand on the back of the chair of this child. I don't move yet.
Can you think of anything else that would be helpful?
No.
Lean back.
I mean, we have Simon got us all these boots that let us go across the tops of the cars so that we don't have to go through every single one of them. And the harpoon over. Packs.
Al, did you hear? You have your harpoon packs on?
Yeah, they're all wearing like these, like the
pull
gray
off there.
Backpack.
That's mine now. That's mine now. I turn and go, Al, did you hear that? I like let it go so they fall.
Oh my god.
Al, they go on top of the cars instead of through them.
I guess that makes sense for how they were able to get here so fast without us running into them.
All right. Now we're cooking. Now we're doing it. Alright, do you have any questions for these clowns?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Do you guys, should I untie them? I mean, I feel a little
no.
bit bad that...
Hold on, one second, I lift the first one back up again with the eye patch. Steady her.
You were dragging some of the denizens out the front door. What were you going to do?
We were gonna wheel them. I mean, they're not real people.
Say more on what that means.
I mean, that Simon, like, throws them under the wheels of the train.
Shadow, like, looks down, looks back at Al.
Al looks horrified by this.
Shadow, like, also, like, eyes narrow. And, like, looks at the kid again and looks back at Al and puts his hand at a halfway point for a thumbs up and thumbs down.
Al does not know what you're asking. But
Al hasn't been... This is a callback, Alphonse!
He looks at you and says, "Don't kill this kid. That's what you're asking, right? You shouldn't kill this child."
I think you're right, but you recognize how that's bad, right, kid?
I guess it's maybe not the best thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the cold light of day. You're recognizing that it's, you know, there's a lot of sentience on this fucking train.
I mean, they're really not. They're just kind of programs that the train
push.
Made up.
Don't untie them. They'll figure it out. Maybe if they ask somebody nicely, they'll let it happen. Right? I'm being good.
I guess you are.
All right. What else do we have?
Mary and the cat are still around.
I walk to Mary. Over to Mary and like,
"You didn't go anywhere. What's your number?"
She turns her hand over and shows you. Her number is 45. It's the same as your shadow, actually.
Oh, twinsies. All right. Good, so you're not one of those freaks.
If you're going after those freaks, I want to come with you. They threw the person I was with off the train.
Oh, like, were they like... Obviously, there's not an important distinction between the two, but I just do want to know. Number or no number?
No number. He had...
Okay.
He had a plant for a head.
Mary, was it?
Yes.
I watched your poker game. You absolutely deserve revenge.
I hand her the gun.
Oh my god!
Whoa!
She, like, Jesus looks Christ. At you and looks at the gun and is like, "Well... I don't know what to do with this, but if you're going after them, I'm coming too."
You shoot them with this. You're coming with us, absolutely. We pick up enough. I'm surprised that Marn wants to do two voices, but yes, you're coming with.
Al, you talk to Mary. I'm gonna go tell you.
God.
me ask you this, Mary. Do you agree that the numbers are to make you better? Or do you think that we need to take out the person on front of the train?
I don't really know what the numbers are for. Mine hasn't gone up or down. I suppose I know why I'm here. I lost the student council election. Al gives you a look, like, over the top of her head.
I look at Al, like, Shadow has, like, his hand in front of his mouth, like, in a fist, and is like,
you lost the student council election. That feels like a pretty easy one to work through. Do you have anything that you could maybe better yourself by and win the next time, maybe?
No, I definitely not. I knew exactly what I was doing. I got tricked.
Looking at the number?
It ticks up by like 2.
Sweet. Still got the lowest, baby. You got a lot to learn, kid. Pat on the back.
Notably, her number didn't go up for cheating at cards.
That's fine. It's in the Bible. All right.
The cat is still here too. Kamida is gone. You notice. He's out of here.
Kamida's fighting his dad.
Oh my god.
Samantha, did you see where Mob's little friend went?
No, I didn't see him leave, but maybe he just went upstairs. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah,
I'll be honest, that
luck.
Kid wasn't really on my radar until he let the Apex in.
That's fair. Are you okay?
Oh, fine. Except for, she gestures to, like, the destroyed casino.
I take it you don't want me to get the ones who did this, right?
I wouldn't be opposed to someone giving them a slap on the wrist. I don't think the whole problem passenger thing is necessary, but I guess that's what we're doing now.
Problem passenger. Is that a thing the conductor declares, or?
Yeah, it's new. Since the new conductor got here, so a couple years, maybe a few more. Sometimes the stewards show up. They take care of passengers or even denizens who they decide are too destructive for the train and. At first it was all right, because the old conductor wasn't very proactive about that, and didn't really do anything to keep us safe, which was a shame, but I think it's a little overkill sometimes.
What do you know of the new director?
I don't know who they are, if that's what you mean. I know that they've been here for a few years. I know that they're clever, and they don't let people get close to the front to see who they are or what they're doing.
They're quick on their feet. They have a handle on things. They have a plan. Is that right? Do you think these are accurate?
I don't know if I would say they have a plan, but they know their way around the train pretty well at this point. They know how to send out stewards. They know how to take troublemakers somewhere else so they don't interfere.
Shadow has a smile on, because I think he's got it. But I don't know if I want to actually, like, make a shot yet.
Uh-huh.
So Shadow, like, nods. He goes,
right. Would it be better if they were in place or if he was gone?
Well, are you asking if it would be better if the old conductor was back?
Yes, I'm asking what you think.
Definitely not. Well, she wasn't the best for any of us. She was concerned with her own situation. But the conductor before that, I think that would be all right.
Can I find them, or are they gone?
That's an interesting question. They're probably not gone, but I don't know where they would be.
Okay.
I can tell you that the second conductor is stomping around somewhere.
Ah, okay, so they're second. Good, we've met them. And their little friend.
Yeah, she was going around on foot before she met her mechanic or whatever they are, and they stole my travel pod, so I'm stuck here now because they needed it for their little project.
Do you want to leave, or are you fine here?
I'm all right here. I spend most of my time running it anyway. I just can't easily get back to my other car where the rest of my stuff is.
If you want help, let us know. I don't have any way to get back in contact with you, but...
It's all right. I have eyes and ears most places, and in exchange for protecting the casino, I can give you something.
Shadow, like, ears perk up?
She kind of goes back behind the front desk, and you, like, hear the like, clicking noises of her opening a safe. And when she hops back out, she comes back down to the floor and she scoots a videotape, a VHS tape across the floor to you.
And kicks it out, like puts on his foot and knocks it up to him in like a very sonic way.
And on the label, written on the label on the front of the tape is Amelia.
Important person?
The old conductor. That's her memories before she got on the train.
One or two?
Two.
Shadow puts it away in the sonic way where it goes into vanished
space. Yeah, sure.
I'll find out how to watch that. Before I leave,
and I would like to do something to help clean up, just like run around and start picking up stuff. Leave the kids on the ground, but...
I think as you're having this conversation, Al is, like, trying to fix the fountain that he fucked up. He is kind of, like, trying to alchemize it back to, like, the approximate shape that it was before.
Hell yeah.
It doesn't look quite right, because he, like, doesn't know exactly what it looked like, but it's, like, getting there.
He does that. I'm picking up tables and shit. Like, the two of us are trying to get this place back in order. And I will do that until everyone shows back up again. Unless you keep going through Slug Car.
Yeah, are you guys still in Slug Car? Are you coming back?
Trish heads back.
Audrey's coming back.
Yeah, we're all good to come back, it sounds like.
Audrey just doesn't want to leave Mob and Trish unattended, since those are the two the train seems to be coming after.
That's so true.
Yeah, guys, let's split up and look for clues. Valid. Let's take the two people who are actively being hunted and put them over there.
That is why Audrey stayed with the rest
of them. Yeah, with the girl who does not have superpowers of any kind.
Mm-hmm. That slasher wisdom coming in clutch.
Yep.
When you come back in, then you just see a yellow blur dipping around and picking shit up, and then like I assume like shifting chairs and rails as Al is putting things back in.
A yellow blur. Have you gone super shadow?
No, it's the color that I am when I run. Okay. Idiot.
Okay, I'm sorry, Shadow the Hedgehog.
Who's the gamer now, dumb shit?
Fucking God.
I skid to a stop in front of you and go,
shopping fun?
Trish throws a gun at you.
Shadow catches it, like, palms it, looks at it, and nods and puts it away. It's like, thank you.
It's definitely not a Desert Eagle.
It's not. Then Shadow looks and goes,
thanks for the attempt.
She just gives a thumbs up. I think she also goes, like, look at the things I got, and she just, like, shows off her weird brass knuckles.
Nice. Those look like they would really hurt somebody. I went shopping too, and I toss each of you a harpoon back.
Oh my god, hell yeah. Sick.
You can take the like magnetic boots that the Apex kids have too.
I took them from those kids over there who I've pushed over. I'm being good.
Oh, so we're beating up children and stealing their lunch money. Okay.
Shadow did ask me if it was okay to kill one of those kids, but I said no, just for the record.
Can you give the context on why, Alphonse?
They were throwing people in here under the wheels of the train, which is a fair thing to be mad about, but also...
It doesn't mean we should stoop to their level. Should...
Yes,
and
exactly.
I didn't. Hmm?
Good job, Shadow.
Thank you, God.
Trish
damn it.
Did stoop to their level. Una just kind of standing there, like, "Oh yeah, that'd be crazy, guys."
All right. So they go over the train, not through them. And they watch their tracker, Audrey, to find where there's a big group of people. So we should do that as well.
Oh, are we not going to go fight our dads again?
I would prefer to not see my father again. And yours did a number on us.
Yeah.
And you two were entirely too normal about it.
You guys had to fight your dads, Mary says from the doorway.
This is my new homie, Mary. I gave her my old
hello
gun.
Again, and Trish waves.
Hello.
Hello.
She lost a student council competition.
Election.
Yes.
It was... I feel that you're patronizing me, Mr. the Hedgehog. This was... You don't understand the level of student council election that this was. There was very heavy gambling involved. People were putting their actual human appendages on the line.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Damn.
You know, I was about to join in on the sarcasm, but damn.
Okay. So you might like Audrey.
All right.
Audrey, get to know a new friend because you seem to have a lot in common.
Thanks. Great. Audrey reaches out a hand.
She shakes your hand very enthusiastically.
Audrey is either going to want to kill Mary by the next car or fall more in love with her than she was in love with Emma.
Awesome. Real. Exciting.
Shadow.
Yeah.
I'm not going to freak out, depending on what you answer. What are your intentions for Simon when we get to him?
We are going to stop all of them. I'm going to play by your rules for now.
That's
fine.
But
if he pushes me, I am not to be held responsible.
Well, listen. If I'm right, you won't have to. I've been trying to figure out how I brought him back to life. I don't think I can do that. And so I'm pretty sure... No, I think I put a ghost in his body. That's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Yeah, that's similar to what happened to my friend one time. Walking corpse. It's kind of sad. He'll decay. Don't worry.
I have an object to put the ghost in. I used to exorcise spirits all the time. I think I reached out and grabbed something that's in one of these cars and just pulled it into him. Marn, out of context, this is not me saying that that's what has to be true. This is just something that Ma believes.
Okay, Shigeo. I'm that bold plan.
Is it a turtle?
Question.
Do you have a turtle to put it in?
No, it's this, and he holds up the jack in the box.
It's like a turtle.
Similar.
Kind of, yeah.
Let me ask you this. What happens if you try to exorcise a living person? Would you know the difference?
I can't. You can't. It just doesn't. It doesn't work. That's a living person.
Good. I'm just making sure for your sake.
I think Trish would be like, "What about?" And she just kind of summons Spice Girl, and she goes, "Don't like test it, but is that?" No. That would probably just kill me immediately, if it works. But is that something you can do?
I've exercised a lot of spirits, none quite like yours, but probably.
Okay.
What if the spirit that you put back in his body was his?
Well, it shouldn't.
Problem solved. Mob does what he wants, and he's out.
It shouldn't be there anymore if he died. I don't actually. In that case, he's possessing his own body. To what Trish said, I don't know if he'll stay there. I don't know if he'll break apart and fall apart. Look, just let me try it. And if it works, we know. And if it doesn't work, we know.
Good enough for me.
Okay.
I guess.
I'm just realizing why Al's, like, sketchy about this.
Yeah!
I have been thinking of a way to help us find this group faster. Now, what I will need from everybody is to not address it or get too into it, okay?
Okay.
Al, there's one of these booths over here. We are going to take it. We're going to give it to Wheels. And using the harpoon backpacks, I will pull everybody over the top of the cars. like a little roller coaster. Yell at me when the beeping is ready.
Are you strong enough to do that?
Am I strong enough to do that? Embarrassing!
I mean, there are 5 of us.
Mm-hmm. 1 string bean, 2 string bean, 3 string bean, 4. Then you.
I can levitate us a little bit with psychic power if I need to. I think he's got it, though.
All right.
Prepare the vehicle.
I guess.
Shadow sits down and waits for somebody to build the vehicle.
Yeah, he does. Al will make it for you. He's kind of dubious about it, like, that it's gonna work. But, yeah, I think what happens is, like, he takes, like, a couple of, like, dealer's carts and kind of, like, alchemizes the wheels from them onto, like, one of the game booths. It will be kind of a tight squeeze, but, y'all can definitely fit.
So many people,
yeah.
That's
fine.
Well, yeah, because it's the 5 of us. Is Mary also coming along?
Yeah.
Mary's coming.
Are we bringing the other Apex kids, or are we leaving them here?
No, I'm leaving them here.
Okay, yeah, Shadow's leaving them.
I took their shoes, I took their backpacks.
Right.
And if I had anything to say about it, I put them in a space right next to the fucking speaker in the Technodrome. And we're walking away. But, like, I left them alone, they're alive, and they won't be able to find their way back, so they're frankly fine.
Yeah, maybe they'll have, like, a nice journey.
Yeah, maybe they'll
maybe
fucking
they'll
experience
something.
Growth. But I am gonna roll that fucking car out, the vehicle out into the...
I am gonna make you roll for this, just so you know.
I have the dice. Shadow doesn't put on the magnet boots, because he doesn't need them, because he's gonna run fast enough. Uh-huh. But I want to, like, try to adhere them to the bottom of the, the fucking, car, so that way it's magnetized, pulling down a little bit, but not, like, connecting, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cast magic?
Yeah.
Just because we are objectively walking towards the, like, I objectively don't know how the train works in a, like, magic sense, but we're walking towards the Fight Your Dad car, and last time we were doing that, Trish's dad was able to come out and jump us.
My
question is, do I have to roll for what the fuck is it called again? Let me find it. The
ready
or not,
found you thing.
I am going to say that I think because you're going over, the train doesn't pick up on
it.
Now,
yes.
If everyone's in, do you think this is a push through stress or a cast magic?
I feel like it's a push through stress.
That's fair. What do you want me to roll with?
Roll with, I'm going to say light.
That's 1.
God.
Okay,
oh
let's
God.
See what happens.
Wait, can I affect the outcome?
I haven't gotten it yet. I'm still preparing to roll. I have
sorry,
a plus
I thought
1.
You were just saying you rolled a 1.
Yeah,
no, I rolled
it's
a 2 7.
Die. Cool.
So are you using the harpoon pack to, like, kind of attach to the next car?
Oh, for the first one, yes. And then after that, I'm jumping.
Okay.
After I've picked up speed, then we are just moving.
Jesus Christ.
And Shadow's just like... And, like, that thing is probably shaken. And he's just like...
Yeah, there's no, like, safety restraints in
no.
this thing. It's just, like, all 5 of everybody holding on to each other for dear life.
Can I... Since Riley got a 7 to 9, can I roll to affect the outcome?
Yeah.
try and, like, help keep it together or whatever. All right, that's with light or dark, right? Do I pick if it's light or dark, or do you pick?
Light is for assist, and dark is for uh-oh.
Yeah, okay. Then light.
Cool. That's a 1 as opposed to a 0.
Oh, God.
That is an 8, which is you either allow them a reroll or slow them down for the moment, which doesn't really apply. Oh.
Allow me a reroll. I get to reroll one of these 3s.
Sure, there you go. If you want to. I hope it's not a 1.
Well, Jay?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
That is a 1.
Ah, fuck
which,
no.
Which,
okay,
which
okay.
does mean, on a miss, you've opened yourself, because now that has changed.
Oh, shit. Okay.
the 3 to a 1.
Oh, fuck.
Which means you have opened ourselves up for consequences or made things worse. And also, on a miss, the GM can swing as hard as they want at you.
Oh, yay.
I think that is funny, but also, I am allergic to failure. And I am burning my link with the Black Doom.
Oh, God damn it.
And rolling a 1 again. Fuck. I'm going to burn my link with Jason Todd and Mastery. And that was a 3 again. We're back at 7. We're staying
Jesus
there.
Jesus Christ.
God.
So it's a bumpy fucking ride. Like, Shadow, like, gets back, gets the harpoons to yank himself up and starts running and, like, is holding the cart like a fucking Roman soldier holding it up, right?
Yeah,
and, like, slowly picking up speed. And, like, it's like, chicka, 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 chicka. And he's like, just tell me when you see a lot of people on that radar. Keep an eye on it. Don't blink. And then boom, and just dips out, and then it's like a run, jump, run, jump, run, jump, run, jump. So you're on the worst roller coaster of your life.
Yeah, I think everyone is like actively being tossed around inside this booth.
We're in the pear wiggler.
Yeah!
We are in the pear wiggler.
I feel like how the neutral effect, the outcome happens is Mob is like trying to like use psychic power to hold the whole thing together better, but like then like stops because he feels like he's like using too much, like he catches himself a little because he's just had the whole 100 thing, and so he's a little self-conscious about how much he's using, and that like causes things to jangle around a little more or something like that.
I think that Al like very hastily makes like a lap bar for this thing.
Oh yeah, roller coaster mode.
Yeah, as everyone starts like fucking bouncing around.
God, how long do we run till you see people? And how many cars do we pass over?
I guess I'm keeping a watch on the like tracker, right?
Yeah, I was going to say roll a deep dive.
Cool. Let's roll them.
And I'm just going to interfere with that because I think I am interfering with it.
Yeah.
It's causing it to be a fucking problem.
Okay, we got a 7.
Can you actually re-roll one of those and get something worse? Forcing a re-roll upon you.
Well, you want me to re-roll the 5 to make it worse?
No, re-roll the lower one because I am scared.
Okay. Went from a 1 to 2 again, gang. We're now at an 8.
Oh my god. Alright, you can ask one question or two.
I guess the easy question is, how many people do I see in each car?
So, you see one in, like, what you know is the Coliseum car as you go over it. You see nobody in the next car. And then past that, this is all, like, cars that you haven't actually been to. Because while you were in the arts and crafts car right before the Coliseum, that moved, and so you got moved up next to the Coliseum. So everything before that you haven't actually been to. So, like, occasionally, most of them don't have anybody in them. Occasionally you'll go over one that has, like, one person, and, like, you'll go over maybe one that has, like, two passengers in it. But you don't really see any, like, large groups of people. Also, you would see them on the rooftop, because they are also traveling by rooftop if they are still traveling.
Fair.
And do we?
I think... Ooh, okay. I think as you are, like, traversing the rooftop, you sort of, like, as you're going backwards on the train, you hear the sound of, like, something approaching you, actually. And you see the old conductor's mech, like, shoot past you as you are traveling forward at speed.
Fuck. Cool.
Do we go back for... Turn around or forward?
Isn't it going the same direction? Or is it going the other?
It's going forward towards the front of the train.
Okay. Mob looks up. Do you want me to get their attention?
Yes.
I want to probably cast magic to just like think of it as using psychic power to just kind of reach out and like think of it as like tugging really hard on the back of the mech's shirt, you know, as it's
oh
going
my God.
Away. Just kind of just yank.
Yeah, fucking cast magic.
Sick. That's with mastery. That is a fucking 12, baby. We
there
are
you
locked
go.
Down.
Lift them off their fucking feet.
Yeah, I think that's literally what it is.
Yeah, I think you see, like, it... You do, like, the fucking, like, Umbrella Academy car meme where you're, like, going in one direction and the mech is going in the other, and you kind of, like, see each other as you pass. And as Shadow continues to run and, like, maybe slow down a little bit to, like, have this conversation, the mob, you reach out and kind of, like, tug the mech backwards a couple inches, and it... You hear someone in, like, the top cockpit go, "Ah!"
Sorry! My mom just shouts sorry as if they can hear him.
And the mech, like, stops dead on the top of one of the cars and, like, turns around to face you guys.
Shadow skids to a stop. Which, and then, like, puts up, like, jumps up to, like, throw everyone back in the fucking car as they fly out of it. Just like...
Yeah.
And a quick briefer. Amelia, second conductor, was a first conductor. They don't want Amelia back over the third. Somebody else take it. I'll be intimidating.
What? What do we want from them? You just said to stop them. What do we want from them?
Something. Information. I get. We should get them out of there. We should learn why they're going after the front. We can learn who the first new conductor is. We can test Trish's theory about, do you kill people at the front of the train? We can learn from them.
We can make Mar do 4 NPC voices in one scene.
God, we got him now!
Marion Alphonse, please be quiet for a little bit. We'll get back to you, okay? If you have any questions, please pass them to me on this note card. It's so loud I can't hear you.
I think Mob looks at Audrey. I guess just because Audrey has the scouter. Are you comfortable with stopping, or do you want to keep pushing ahead?
Oh, that's a great question, because I think Audrey does want to find Simon, but I think stopping this mech is related to that, right?
A little bit. Like, they're both made out of the same machine.
Yeah, it's the same machine, and this guy might actually know where they're taking him.
You do recognize, like, the head part of the mech is mostly made out of one of those pods that you were almost trapped in.
I will look to Audrey and say, like, no matter what, we're going to catch up.
Then let's get some answers.
Let's get some answers.
Yeah.
Amelia!
the like, mechanical voice of the mech says, "How do you know that name?
How'd you lose your job?"
The pod portion of the mech kind of, like, pops open like a clamshell, and you see a woman sitting inside. It is Amelia, but as she looks in season 3, so she has, like a jumpsuit, and her hair is in a braid, and you see that she has her number, like, literally all the way up to, like, her, under her chin.
Shadow tenses up.
Yeah.
And she has, like a sort of like an engineer's jumpsuit that is, like, the sleeves are tied around her waist and she's in a tank top and she looks very sweaty from being in the mech. And
Audrey, how you doing?
Women.
Yeah. Does Audrey mutter that under her breath?
A little bit.
Yeah.
And she kind of, like, looks across at you and she says, "Are you the troublemakers who have been destroying my train cars?"
I don't believe so.
I frankly think that's true. We've been doing them pretty correctly, most part.
There a lot of stuff happened in the casino, but a little bit of it was my fault, but mostly it was the people we're chasing after.
They had numbers like yours.
Well, yes, every passenger has a number.
No, like yours.
She kind of, like, looks taken aback at this and then taps the side of her face and she goes, "Oh, those troublemakers. I was wondering who cut up all of my Sylvanian families."
You made them?
They were an attempt at something different, but yes, I was rather fond of them, actually.
So was I.
Great, then we're on the same page. Do you know where they are?
How did you lose your job?
I was... Let's say displaced.
Let's not say, let's explain.
I was displaced by force.
I would like to have a chat.
Okay, you do hear a voice in, like, the pod on the top of the mech that says, a little bit mechanically, like, over a microphone, she had the shit kicked out of her, she's just too embarrassed to say that.
I like the one in the back, you're the mechanic?
Yeah.
You stole that from a friend.
Well, we needed it more than she did, so...
Think carefully, you're on top of a train. I would like to have a chat with Amelia.
Okay.
Fuck, another 3, 3, 3. I got rid of my mastery, so that is a 6. If it was exactly a 5, it's a -1. Does anyone get... Like, oh, I'll burn another
Riley,
link.
Do you need me to use You Can Do Better Than That?
Oh, that's good.
Can you explain that move to me?
You Can Do Better Than That. Once per session, when someone you have a link with is struggling, you can egg them on and give them lift to their next roll.
Yeah, I would like that a lot.
I love that.
All right, I use You Can Do Better Than That. Audrey just pulls Shadow to the side for a second and goes, hey, man, I know you're fucking frustrated, but get your shit together. Think before you open your fucking mouth, all right?
Jerks arm away, like glares, and turns back.
But he knows I'm right.
Amelia's also arguing with her mechanic at this point. She's like, you can't just say that to strangers.
I think while Audrey and Shadow are talking, Trish is going to steal the moment and, like, she's doing a JoJo pose and she's going, so you made them, you say?
Motherfucker!
Well, yes, that's what the conductor does. They make the cars. Where do you think they come from?
The conductor makes the cars.
Yes, they program them. It's like a advanced... Think of the train as an advanced computer program. And the engineer says, Amelia, we don't have time for this! You can't explain the train to them. This will take forever.
No, I think I understand it very well. Thank you. She just, like, steps back and gestures to Shadow.
With Audrey's lift, I am able to get a 7 to 9. They need something from me first, and I'm going to be able to gain information from them.
Uh-huh.
Amelia, you said we're on the same page. I'm interested in what that means. You need to be clear with us.
Well...
Series of questions. Do these go down if we become better people? 2, how can we stop the Apex? 3, who replaced you?
They go down if you become better people. That's the point of the train.
I flip off Trish.
The train is supposed to teach you a lesson, and it's whatever lesson it thinks that you should be learning at this point in your life.
Next 2 questions, please.
How do you stop the Apex? I don't know. I suppose you would find them and beat them up. They're not very receptive to being told that what they're doing is wrong, if you haven't noticed.
Perfect. No, that one works great for me. Final question.
I don't actually know.
You didn't bring them onto the train? You don't have a manifest?
No, the train does what it wants. It brings on whoever it wants. There's a database of passengers, but it's at the front. Only the conductor has it.
So the conductor controls the train, or the conductor is on the train?
The conductor shifts the cars around, makes new cars, is supposed to take care of the passengers, but, well, that's sort of gone out the window since ages ago.
My old master used to talk a lot about how he didn't want to end up in middle management. That sounds like middle management.
It is a bit.
So who controls the train, then?
The conductor.
No, the...
Oh, you're
on one of
these.
The conductor moves the cars. Who...
She's always on one of these. Let her cook. It's not going to be good, but let her cook anyway.
Shadow sits down.
The little pod on the top where the engineer is pops open, and the teenage boy inside says, look, if we sit around trying to explain how the train works, it's gonna take all day. Can we just settle on its magic?
No, believe me, I'm already there.
Listen here, little goth boy, we are all on the same path.
Yeah, it is in fact a teen boy with an emo side bang.
Good.
So the train,
yeah,
just does its thing.
Yes.
Just
yes.
No, I mean, okay. Interesting.
Does anyone else have any further questions? Anything they think we should address?
Art, if you don't know who it is, are you sure the train's a passenger and not a denizen?
The teenage boy Varian looks kind of taken aback by this idea, but is like seriously considering it and slowly says, "It could be. Did you actually see their number?" And Amelia like shakes her head, but like this is also news to her.
So if the train removed you, the train probably wanted it, right?
The train had a conductor before me. I took over from that conductor.
And where are they?
Yes, where are they?
That's an interesting question. I sort of stranded him somewhere on the train. And I'm not sure what happened after that.
That's fascinating. Samantha says she doesn't want you back and running the train. That's good enough for me. I bet if we leave you be, you'll keep running forward, getting brought back for the rest of time. So I don't have to worry about you.
Shadow picks up the thing.
I can't exactly refute it.
And turns.
It's like, maybe you should think about getting your own number down. Do some introspection.
As we're getting ready to leave, I think Mob calls, "Hey, are there ghosts on this train? Do you know about ghosts?"
She gives you an odd look. It says, "I'm sure this cars that have ghosts in them."
Okay, good enough for me. Thank you. And just turns around and is like, ready to
Trish
go.
Trish is also gonna. It's way too far for it to work properly, but she's gonna try to flinch test.
Oh my god!
Either one of them.
Varian knows what magic
feet
is.
Away?
I think Varian flinches.
Oh god, I'm trying to think if she just goes.
I think he more than flinches. He's like, "What the? What is that?"
Oh, so you can see it then?
Yeah. What is that? Is that like a? Is that a monster? What?
My ability, my stand.
Oh no.
Trish is full like fucking posing now. She's like,
go-go
so.
Music playing.
Yeah. Do you have a number? And she's like looking at the kid.
He peels off his glove to show you his number. It is in fact, his number is 2076. I don't know if you can make that out, but you can see that it's a four-digit number.
Okay. She's kind of squinting. She's like, "Do you have something similar to me?"
No. I'm an alchemist. I do like potions and tinctures. I guess.
She like turns
this.
To Al.
Yeah. How's Al doing?
Yeah, Al like perks up and goes, "You're an alchemist? I'm an alchemist." And Mary's like, "Oh, you." And they kind of have this like mutual recognition moment of each other.
Arms locked, Terminator pose. Predator pose.
But Varian says, I guess I just do this now. Though I mostly do engineering stuff on this thing. But I think I've done a pretty good job so far."
I understand.
"Return that to my friend. I bet your number goes down."
"Well, I would, but we need it more than she does."
Marn.
Yes?
Does Amelia still have her voice changer, like, on her hip?
Yeah. It's, like, built into the mech.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out if Audrey notices it or not. Because I think she'd know what it is.
Yeah. Like, I think it is, like, it's just, like, a microphone that, like, she uses to communicate from the cockpit when it's closed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we heard her with the voice change.
Yeah, yeah, you heard her. And you heard, you also heard Varian with one, too, because he has a microphone in there, so.
Great. Audrey is processing this in contention with their super high numbers and the fact that she has also been using a voice changer in her own issues that got her here. Yay. And having a moment of looking at Amelia and Varian and just going, be careful before you become someone you regret being.
I'm gonna start running. That's an end. That's it. That's it. Audrey's got the right fucking closer there.
As you start running away, you see like the both of their like top of their cockpits like slam down and they start running in the other direction.
How long do we run till we see a group?
I think probably a few minutes more. You, Audrey, your tracker that you got from Simon picks up on a car with like a big group of passengers in it, and you can tell that this is probably the one.
All right.
Audrey lets me know.
Yes.
I skid to a stop. I say, front or back?
The Marn, where looks like the best way to enter from? Where has fewer people?
It looks like they are mostly centered towards, like, clustered towards the middle of the train, so it doesn't strictly matter.
Either.
We should go into this quietly. And starts moving towards the back and, like, is, like, at a jog now, right? And is like, we should go in quiet. We should try not to be seen. Pick up the information we can. And then we need to get this car off this train.
Get
I see.
Get the car off the train? What do you mean?
If we can get the current plan for me, this train moves cars, correct?
Yeah.
This car has every bastard we've seen on it, right?
Okay.
We confirm they're there. We get the train to try to move it, which I believe we do by causing a problem. And then we break the thing moving the train.
Well, let me cause a problem before the steward came.
I have an idea.
I also feel this like thing, that puts us at risk of killing a lot of children, Shadow.
No, it'll get the train off. They'll be fine. It's not going to, like, we're not going to crunch the train. It'll just drop it and it will fall. And then it'll be somewhere else and they live in here already, so it has food.
You don't know that they don't have to go to other cars to get that.
What do you want me to do? I'm trying to work in the book. I'm trying to not solve the problem the way I want to.
You're still trying to solve the problem by eliminating them. Whether it's killing or just getting them or just breaking them away from the rest of their world, basically. You're still trying to chop them, cut them off from everything.
That's not what we do. We can't just get rid of them. We have to do what the train is doing to us. We have to change their minds.
You two are going to fail, and it's going to break my heart. But I hope that you get what you need to get out of it.
Bringing the car down to the back and just like,
hell yeah,
dropping it.
I think Mob like gives Audrey a little nod, like, let's change some minds.
The war of ideas, Trish.
Yes. Trish cracks her knuckles.
Mary pats you on the shoulder, Shadow, and says, well, frankly, I'm on your side. I think we should destroy these people by any means necessary.
I'm so glad to have you here, Mary.
Mary, have you ever shot a gun before?
No, but I don't know that that strictly matters.
Do you remember 9/11, Mary?
Trish, fucking Audrey and Mom, take us in.
You enter this car, and it is like, Shadow, the Apex members that you talked to before said that like they had moved from a mall car to a city. They didn't really mention that this is a, like, ruined city. It is in bad shape. There are, like, streets that are, like, damp as if they have been flooded at some point in the past. There are buildings that are, like, in various states of, like, crumbling and disrepair. And on sort of, like, a little ramp made of rubble towards the front of the train is Serge the Tenric. And she gives you guys a big smile as you walk into the car and says, I wondered how long you would take to get here, so are we doing this or not?
Trish looks at Shadow and gives a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Shadow just punches his fucking hands together and is like,
she nods.
Not gonna talk our way out of this one. Of a liquor store in the back of a mini mall, and you found religion when you realized you could fall. Now you say that you've come far enough to give me a call, and so you're calling now, but I lied and I tell you that I'm.
Interstitial Second Edition is a game by Riley Hopkins. That's me. You can buy it at revrybread.itch.io. You can find other podcasts we do at moonshotpods.com. This song playing under me right now is San Crystal Ball, live version, used with permission by Mal Bloom. Thank you so much. You can find me at badfuckingpodcast.com on Blue Sky. Marn is at Corpse Survivors on Twitter. Jay is Extreme Salsaing. Emma is at EMATSCA. And Clown is at Kroglunk, CROAGLUNK on Tumblr. Again, the rest of the stuff we do is at Moonshot Pods. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time for more Interstitial Infinity.
Knock, knock, who's that at the door? Why, it's the Moonshot Podcast Network, once again, asking you for money. The Moonshot Patreon Drive is back from April 1st to 30th. For a second time, we here on the moon are pushing for 30 new and upgrading patrons by the end of the month at patreon.com/moonshotnetwork. Your support leads directly to things like the creation of the art you see on your favorite Moonshot podcasts, the sound effects and music you hear in bigger productions like Interstitial Infinity, and other bigger ideas that may or may not involve hunting network members for sport. Join or upgrade with us during the drive and you'll get stuff! Special content on the Patreon this April includes 4 different actual play one-shots like In This World, An Imaginary Friend Fight, a bonus episode of Patreon-exclusive movie podcast Once Missed Wonders, and the Argies, a very special award show by the hosts of Argonauts, and more! Join us at any level today at patreon.com/moonshotnetwork. We will write, thank you, your name here on the surface of the moon, big enough for everyone to know how much you rock. After the drive is over, we may just invite you to put on your sandals and kick back on the beach and tune in for
Event Yet to Be Announced.
Patreon.com/moonshotnetwork.